You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hello, hello. Reverend Robert here. I'm going to give you a message on something here. And if you feel like you've been left behind, God never, never, ever leaves you behind. God will never leave nor forsake you. The Lord told Joshua, he said, I will be with you until the end of the age. I will never leave you. Until the end of the age, I will be with you. Folks, God has your back. God has your front, your side, your head, your toes. God has every aspect of your life in the flesh, through the flesh, in this world, completely around you. You let your guard down. You let your guard down. I did. And we get stuck into alcohol, cigarettes, spousal abuse, anger, jealousy, fornication, cheating on each other, adultery. We'll be stuck in drugs just as little as smoking marijuana. Just as little as that. As harmful as it is, as you would think that it's not so harmful and that you could just do it and get away with God. Because I can't see what I'm doing. You know what I mean? God says it's okay. Enjoy myself. It's a joy. It gives me happiness. Now, there's health reasons why we need some drugs, but they're widely abused. And folks, if you're thinking that God left you behind, listen to what its message is today. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you in the spirit, in the spiritual realm that I live in. And I do live in the flesh also. I'm in the flesh and in the spirit. I'm not in the spirit and in the flesh as God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to teach, to walk, to be mocked, spit on, beat up, crucified, whipped, lashed 39 times with cattails of 3. 39 lashes. That's painful, right, folks? Ain't that painful? Are we going through pain too? God sent his son to take everything for us, all our pain, because the victory is there. If you understand this one thing and stand by it, your bold faith, your boldness in what God can do for you, God will do for you. It's like, well, you know what, Reverend, I get this a lot. Well, Reverend Bob, hey, Doc, hey, Reverend, you're telling me that all in the Bible's telling me and the God is telling me and Jesus is telling me all has been planned in each and every one of our lives before we were ever born. So why do I have to pray for God to have mercy on my situation and bring me through things? Because you're praying for the spirits to come upon you, that God is sending angels upon you on your prayer request to protect you from the avenues of which you were off track with God. You walked away from God. God never walked away from you. When you get back on track, they say, well, my prayers, what am I praying? Why am I praying for this and for that? You're praying forgiveness and asking mercy because you were off track and you did things that were not in your divine plan that God had planned for you. Well, why is this sickness coming upon me? Why has that come upon me? Some of the things that I get asked, I don't know. I don't know why. I'm not going to mislead you. I'm not going to tell you any different. I just want to tell you one thing. Trust in the Lord and the plans that he has for your life that's only designed for you. And in the Bible, it's spoken. Simon, Peter. God said, the Lord said to Peter, he says, Satan came to sift you like wheat. To test you, in other words. to have you do things, in other words, have you find your weakness, in other words, to find your breaking point, in other words. Satan has come to sift you, but I have prayed over you. See, God prays over you and asking you to be on track through the spirit of the divine connection of discernment. I prayed over you, Peter, that you would come through it with strength, that you would come through it, and you wouldn't fall. You wouldn't fall for the tricks and the testing. And I prayed over you that you would come through in strength and survive it and be able to lift others, to go and lift your brothers and sisters, to testify what you went through. Folks, get through what you're going through. You can beat all your demons, all of them. And you think you lost time? No. I'm getting goosebumps right now just looking at my hair, standing up, talking about this. God will move your time. God will give you time. God will do so many things in so many ways that you can't even fathom. Because if you're asking for this, you're going to get that. You might get this, but you're not going to get it the way you want it. Well, I pray to the Lord that I could be healed. Well, how do you know? How do you know God hasn't had plans for you at the end time of this illness and sickness and weakness that you've been through? Hold strong, folks. You can beat your demons, okay? And if you think you're sick and ill, and that's in many ways, you've got a sick, you're sick, you have a sickness. I've got the flu. You have a sickness. I'm stuck on marijuana. I'm stuck on all kind of things. And sure, we're going to need some medical help. God provided doctors and medical needs for our breaking points and the things that we get caught up in. Counseling, good counselors, not misleading, just for the money. Spiritual counselors, not to to convince you to come to their church and join and be a member of their church. Good counselors that you can go to a church and say, I need counseling. Somebody said I can come there and speak to you. And the counselor should be in good faith and just speaking to you and not convincing you to come in to their church so they can collect your tithing. And I'm not calling churches out, but you had to be, the Lord says, be alert and be vigilant. Be alert. Now, Hezekiah was going through things. Hezekiah was going through a mess. He was sick and he was giving up. He was breaking down. But see, you pray in for asking God to heal you. But then you continue to give thanks because you got to give thanks because God has everything. He's got your whole life in the palm of his hand. It's all your life was designed before you were ever born. And in the days of Hezekiah was gifted life. He was gifted life. And this is the life that you can receive that you don't understand unless God speaks to you and tells you. But otherwise, you have no idea. Your life could have been cut short. You could have been overdosed on something. You could have been drinking and left the bar like hundreds and thousands of people that do. They leave happy hour. They leave their nightclubs. They leave houses and parties at the homes. And they go out and you could have been drunk and then have an accident. Crippled yourself, killed yourself, maimed yourself. Done the same thing to somebody else and you would have survived. You flying colors and never got hurt. It's like, you ever hear that thing? Good Lord, look at that car. Look at that vehicle. Look how mashed. How did that person survive? And they never got a scratch. You've witnessed that. You've heard this now. In those days, Hezekiah became sick and was near death. Isaiah, a man of God, the son of Amoz, came to him and said, the Lord says, make those of your house ready. Get your people ready. Make those of your house ready, for you will die and not live. Get your funeral. Get your will ready. Get yourself, because you're dying, brother. You ain't going to live. Got it? Are you in that position? Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, oh, Lord, I ask you from my heart to remember me now. And know now how I've walked with you in truth and with the whole heart. I have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah cried a bitter cry. He cried with a bitterness. Aren't you doing the same thing in your events? The times and the things that you're doing? Don't walk away from God. Don't walk away from God. Don't turn your face to the wall and hide from. Don't turn your face from God. Turn your face to God and say, thank you. Thank you. I am sick, but I am with you, and I know my kingdom is going to receive me because my kingdom is in you, Father God, through Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior. You don't lose. You don't. You might die in the flesh, folks. Well, you will die in the flesh when you leave this world, but you do not have to. And being receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, folks, and receiving the holy baptism, through even receiving the Holy Spirit in the flesh here that you can survive and deal with through discernment and have a divine connection with God the Father, the Heavenly Father, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, is your Lord and Savior. You serve only Him. Oh, Lord, and Hezekiah was bold. And there's a lot of Christians that are bold. And they're holding faith, and they keep giving prayers, which I'm not saying don't do. But when you pray boldly, and you ask, Father, for healing. And then you just give thanks. Rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice in all circumstances. Regardless, all circumstances, rejoice, be happy, give praise. Give praise. Lord, you gave me a great life. If this is the end of my life, so be it, Father. It's your will, Father God, not mine. But I ask you, Father God, that I am not ready to leave in the flesh as I'm thinking in the flesh, Father God. If you can just help me out here. Just get me through this. Heal this cancer. Heal this whatever's going on. I'm on dialysis machine. Father God, I give you thanks that I am alive enough to get my house in order. Make those of your house ready, for you will die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, oh Lord, I ask you from my heart to remember now how I have walked with you in truth and with a whole heart. I have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah cried out with a bitter cry. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, go and tell Hezekiah, the Lord, the God of your father David, says, I have heard your prayer. Hezekiah was told to go back. Isaiah was told to go back to Hezekiah and tell him that I've heard your prayer. Tell him I heard his prayer. I heard your prayer, Hezekiah. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. You hid from me, but I still see you. Adam, where are you? Adam, where I'm here. I'm hiding. I'm naked and afraid. God says, where are you? Where are you in my heart? Where are you in my life, in my relationship with you? Where are you in the plans I had you in the creation of you? That's what God was asking Adam. Where are you? Where are you in me? Where are you, Adam? What have you done? Where are you? Are you serving the Satan? Or are you serving me? Where are you? Come back to me. You walked away. I love you. Come back. Go and tell Hezekiah, the Lord, the God of your father David, says, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. See, I will add 15. See, I will add 15 years to your life. And I will take you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. I will fight for this city. This is a special thing for you to see from the Lord, that the Lord will do what he has said. See the shadow on the steps, which has gone down with the sun on the steps of the Ahaz. That will make it go back up 10 steps. So the sun's shadow went back up 10 steps and it gone down. This, in the writing of King Hezekiah of Judah, after he had been sick and became well again, his writing, he says, I said halfway through my life, I am going through the gates of the place of death. The rest of my years have been kept from me. I said, I will not see the Lord in the land of the living. I will not look upon man anymore among the people of this world. My house is pulled up like shepherd's tent, a shepherd's tent, and taken from me. I have rolled up my life like a cloth maker. He cuts me off from the cloth he is making. From day to night, you make an end of me. I waited for help until morning, like a lion. He breaks my bones from day to night. You make an end of me. I make noise like birds. I cry like a dove. My eyes are tired from looking up. Oh, Lord, I am having a hard time. Keep me safe. What can I say? For he has spoken to me, and he...
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Himself has done it. I will walk with care. I will walk with care all my years because my soul is bitter. Oh, Lord, by these things men live. By these things men live. And all these in this life of the Spirit. Oh, heal me. Let me live. See, it was for my own well-being that I was bitter. But you kept my soul from the grave that destroys. You have put all my sins behind your back. The place of the dead cannot thank you. Dead cannot praise you. Those who go down to the grave cannot hope that you will be faithful. It is the living who gives thanks to you. And as I do today, Father tells his sons about how faithful you are. The Lord will save me and will sing my songs, and we will sing my songs with harps all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Now Hezekiah had said, let them take a tank of figs and put it on the sore, that he may be well and get well. Then Hezekiah said, What is the special thing to see that I will go up to the house of the Lord? Folks, that's a powerful little phrase right there. And that's in Isaiah 38. Powerful. And keep you strong. Keep you strength. Healing powers. We have the healing powers through Christ. We were never taken, nothing was ever taken away from us that we cannot redeem and reclaim with the cross, because the victory is ours. Jesus Christ died and took everything, took all our sins. I am he who blots out your transgressions and remembers your sins no more. I remember no more. Jesus, the place of the dead cannot thank you. When you die, you can't give no praise and thanks. Death cannot praise you. Those who go down to the grave cannot hope that you will be faithful. That's the end, folks. Give praise. Don't get in anger. He said, I got in anger and I was bitter in my own well-being for my purpose, for my releasement. But I come back to you. I walked away from you. I come back. You all can do the same thing. Anybody that's struggling, come back. Walk back to the Lord and give thanks. I encourage you, read. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps right now. Oh, Father God, we praise you. Give you all the glory. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Father God. And through the Holy Spirit, Father God, we have received discernment in you to have this divine connection to come to you when we are in need. When we go in anger, Father God, in our little closet, our little bubble, Father God, in our box, we bring you back into the box that we are contained in, that we can be released from, Father God, and be with you that is not contained, because you are one that cannot be contained. and I come out of my box, so I cannot be contained, Father God. And I will be with you in the flesh and in the spirit. I praise you, Father God. I give you all the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, amen. Folks, just come to the Lord. Get through your struggles. You can gain that life back. If you keep doing drugs, you're cutting your life short, and God's not going to allow that time to be given to you. It will be removed because you will remove it. God doesn't do anything. God allows things to happen because God wants you to bend your knee. He wants you to give him praise. He wants you to worship him and only him. The king told the three boys, three young Jewish boys, when he threw them into the fire because they would not bow down to his idols and gods and his golden calf and all this other stuff. And he threw these three boys in. I don't care, king. You can throw us into that fire. The boys all agreed. He says, it doesn't matter. If our Lord does not bring us through, it doesn't matter. Because we will serve our Lord and our Lord only, and we will be received in the kingdom of his holy kingdom, holy of holies. In the name of Jesus, they throw him in the fire. He said, king, throw him in the fire. And they went in the fire. And he said, kick it up seven times the heat, the pressure, seven times hotter, more intense. And he put that boys in there, and that soldier, that warrior, guard, he opened that door up, and he was vanished from the heat. Just from the heat. It's like a heat wave in here. Boom. He died. He was turned to ashes. He was just destroyed. He was so hot. And the boy, they throw him in there, and they looking in there in that window, and they said, whoa. Hey, didn't we throw three boys in there? Yeah, we did. King said, well, I see four, and one of them looks like the Son of Man. Hey, boys came. He said, get that boys there, let them out. They came out, and Jesus came on out with them. He dispersed, and he said, oh, my God, my Lord, from now on, we're going to serve your God. You were faithful. You, regardless of how you felt, what was going to happen to you, whether you're doing drugs, you're alcohol, you're fornicating, pornography, you're cheating on your spouse, you're abusing your spouse, you're cheating and stealing at work, you're doing all kinds of things. There's so much to do. Cussing and cursing and drinking like a sailor, smoking cigarettes, smoking marijuana. Oh, it's just, you know, it's just hot, you know. No. You are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. And you need to keep that temple clean. You ought to keep that temple clean because that's the house of the Lord. And that's what he said right here. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. But the Lord says, make those of your house ready, for you will die and not live. You will die and not live. And that means not only that he's not only going to die in the flesh, but he's also going to taste a second death. And not live eternal life. Folks, don't pass up the opportunity. If you do not have that divine connection and a special, beautiful relationship with Jesus Christ, that you'll receive all kinds of stuff. I mean, you'll have the Holy Ghost come upon you in holy baptism, that you will just be lit up. And if you just dive into the Word, look inside of God's Word and hold faith in it and hold bold faith in what God has for you, and regardless of what your will is, it's your desire, not your will. It's God's will and his desire. See, God has everything, controls it all. He has all the words. He is the Alpha and Omega. He's the A to the Z and the Z to infinity. There's colors in the rainbow that's in the heaven that we can't fathom. There's going to be things that you can witness and see, and as you're transformed, your body is turned into a spiritual realm that you can just live eternally. And it's beautiful. No more tears, sorrows, and pains. Everything is gone. If it's your will, Lord, take this cup from me, Jesus said. I don't want to go through this and die. Jesus was crying. He was praying. He said, Lord, Father, I don't want to do this, but I'll do it if it's your will. And his beard was ripped out. His face was hit. And rocks thrown at him and spit on and laughed at and mocked and beat 39 lashes. Just incredibly destroyed that man's body. Jesus Christ suffered for you and me. Why waste the temple of God when Jesus Christ died and that ground quaked and the stars fell from the skies? They hid themselves. The Bible says the stars and the universe hid themselves in tears. It got darkness. And the ground quaked, lightning struck, and it was just wildness going on in the temple. Then everybody went into the tabernacle to worship and come together as if it's a building of God. To idolize that building, God had his son die. In that moment, when Jesus said it is finished and took his last breath and took that man to the right side of him. When that man says, hey, quit mocking him, the other guy on the other cross, the other two criminals there, he says, don't mock them. I'm not doing it no more. This man's got crucified and punished and sentenced to death for no reason at all. But we are bad people. We did things wrong. We are criminals and murderers and such. And that man says, I'm going to die. And I'm going to, where am I going to go? If it's true, if only it's true. I believe it's true. But that man at the point of this breaking point said, if it is only true, oh Lord, please just remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said before he died, he said, truly, you will be with me in paradise this very day. Who day? It's powerful, folks. Don't waste your life. God, you get off the drugs, you get off the drinking, you get off the cigarettes. You're cutting your life short. Satan says, I got you. I got you. Keep doing it. You keep cussing. Have fun. We're going to go to Happy Wire, and we're going to be cussing and hollering and hooping and hollering, telling dirty jokes. I got you, because you're going to live death with me forever. You're not going to receive eternal life with the Father God Almighty. And guess what? You turn yourself around, God gives you life back. This was just an illness and the things that he was doing, and that he gave him mercy. God has plenty of mercy for you. Every day is a brand new mercy. So I encourage you, come to the Lord, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and make that choice today. It's before you pass this world, because I don't want anybody to live and face death. Well, what I read and understand is just imagine. It's infinity times what you can imagine. Infinity. Just tip your finger. Just go tell my family, my brothers, not to come here and do the right thing and turn their lives around. I just said, please. And the Lord said, well, nobody listened to Moses. Nobody listened to Noah. Nobody listened to anyone that I sent. Elijah? Nobody. Why are they going to listen to what I tell him as the Lord speaks into me? But you know what? Hold faith. Hold faith, hold faith, hold faith. Turn your life around and just give your life, turn it over to Jesus Christ, because God has your life. Oh, God's got this. God's got my back. God's got all of you. God has every piece of you. He has your past, your present, and your future. And I advise you, I encourage you, please receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today if you have not. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Father. I'm reborn almost 9 years ago now, and I'm a reverend now. So God just puts things in your place, and that's my direction. This is my journey. This is my journey. That's what the podcast speaks out here, the journey. The TV and the radio is a journey. It's the mission. And Word of Hope, Jesus Christ, Word of Hope through Jesus Christ encourages you. Come to the Lord. Come to the Lord today, this very moment, this very second, because you don't know when your life's going to be up. Anything can happen. There's infinity things can happen. Take your life, cut your life short. Gain life. Gain life. I encourage you. God bless you. Thank you for being here at the podcast and I received radio station as well, and the internet radio we have. And please visit www. Word of Hope Through Jesus Christ.com. Word of Hope Through Jesus Christ.com. And www.ireceivedradio.com. That's with a D. ireceivedradio.com. Stop by and visit and give your support where you can. We're trying to get some new, nicer equipment. We've getting some cheaper stuff, but we still don't have the good equipment yet. And we're looking forward. We got a new studio getting built here. It's going to be real nice for the television and the live feeds and the videos. So please give us support. And thank you for being on the podcast here with me and the as well with the radio. God bless you. And give support wherever you can to the websites, because we are still trying to raise funds for the music and the copyrights to it, a package for the music, for the internet radio here, and the license for the appliance and certification, verifications for it all. So please donate where you can and help us grow to reach out to the world. God bless you. Thank you for your support. Have a blessed day. Reverend Robert, in the name of Jesus Christ, I give blessings to each and every one out here. Stay toasty. Keep your joy.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.